Now, the long wait will be over for Czech football fans on Saturday when, after a 2.5-month break, the Gambrinus Liga, the top tier of Czech soccer, kicks off once again. Among the biggest talking points as the league gets underway is whether Slavia Prague can defend the title they won so dramatically in May, or will their fierce rival Sparta return to their usual dominance. To talk about that question and more, I am joined by Ian Willoughby. So, Ian, who's going to win the league this year?
Well, obviously, Ruth, it's hard to say. As you say, Slavia won the league last season, and that was the conclusion of one of their best seasons ever. They opened a new stadium in May, the best stadium probably, or definitely, in the country. And a few days later, they celebrated their first league win for 12 years. And Slavia were able to win largely because Sparta had a total collapse at the end of the season. They had been in front, and they just let it all fall to pieces. Sparta, of course, are the dominant force in Czech football. They've won the league, the Czech league, 10 times since the split of the Czechoslovak league at the end of 92-93, that season. And this term, I'm sure they'll be hoping to make amends. And Sparta have a new manager now. His name is Vítězslav Lavička. And he'll be aware he's taken on the hottest seat in Czech football. Of course, the eventual winner of the league doesn't have to come from those two. It could be some other club entirely.
And who are the big name players in the Czech league this season?
Well, the biggest name, no doubt, will be Patrik Berger, who joined Sparta in the summer. Berger is a midfielder who played for several big clubs in Germany and England. He had been expected to sign with Slavia. He played with them before leaving the Czech league back in 1995. And it was expected he would rejoin his old friend Vladimír Šmicer at Slavia. So many people were surprised then when he joined their bitter rivals Sparta, although actually he did play for Sparta as a junior. And Šmicer, who's probably the most popular player in the league, he didn't play many games last season because he was injured. And the question is now if he'll come back at all. The coach of Slavia, Karel Jarolím, says he doesn't expect Šmicer to make a comeback. The player says he's hoping to. Otherwise, players to watch, I'd say, Václav Svěrkoš. He scored for the Czech national team in their first game at Euro 2008, and he was the top scorer in the league last year for Ostrava. And a former Ostrava striker, Mikhail Papadopoulos, he's back after a stint in the Bundesliga. He's at Mladá Boleslav, who've also bought Ludovic Sylvester from Sparta.
Finally, there is one strange thing about the Gambrinus League. Last year there was a Bohemians team, but now they are gone and there is a different Bohemians in the first division.
That's right, it is a bit complicated. The club FC Bohemians Praha went bankrupt in 2005. The club was revived by their fans who collected money. In the meantime, the name FC Bohemians Praha was bought by another club. So the revived club, revived by the fans, took the name Bohemians 1905. After the year the club was founded. Last year, Bohemians 1905 were one of the best supported teams in the league and have a stadium at Dolíček in Prague, or called Dolíček in Vršovice in Prague. They were relegated. By coincidence, the club that now owns the name, FC Bohemians Praha, were promoted. So, as I say, it's a bit complicated, but the club that was founded after the original club collapsed is now back in the second division. But the club that owns the rights to the name, but has no history at all, is now in the first division. And what makes it even worse is that both clubs wear green and white.
Thank you, Ian. A reminder that you are with Radio Prague, coming your way from the Czech capital here in Central Europe. Now I'm joined in the studio by Rosie Johnston with a roundup of the latest business news.